Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I feel like it's been a little while.
I got Red Bull. I don't have no Scotty.
We'll have to figure out a way to solve that. I feel like it's been a while since we've done a proper version of Ask B. Mitch Anything. But we're doing it now. Phone lines are open.
Let's go.
800-636-1067. Plus, does our esteemed rib chef have a question? I saw him going in there for the mic. Lanville, let him know.
He's amazed by the studio. He hadn't walked in his room.
Being amazed by things here, I find amazing. we'll start on the phones. Toothpick's got a question. Pick, ask me anything.
What up, B Mitch? What up, Juco?
What up?
Listen, with how bad the NFL first four games are, and I'm asking for a friend, do you feel it's fair to ask fans to pay full price for what we see on the field?
Well, they had you paying full price for preseason, so you can't complain about one's regular season because they're playing all the stars. So it's going to be hard. They probably
you're using stars pretty loosely.
They probably should. No, he's talking about regular season. The first four games of regular season. So they probably should, but come on, dog. Look, Vegas don't give you money back. That's why they build big buildings. The league ain't giving you no money back. That's why they can pay the people that you love.
That's true. Thanks, B. Mitch.
All right, bro. Gotcha.
Yeah, I think it's difficult. They're not giving you money back. Like, they're not going to lower ticket prices.
No.
And, like, the thing every year with, like, oh, man, they raised ticket prices again. Where is the price of anything going down?
Nowhere.
Like,
let's be real. When you get a sale, I want y'all to start paying attention. When they have that sale that weekend, watch the previous weeks. They always go up before they go down.
Right.
They're smart as hell, bro.
Andy is in Sterling. Andy, ask me Mitch anything.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What up, Andy?
Hey, I'm a little late to the show this afternoon. And you guys might have addressed it, but B. Mitch, I wanted to ask you this question since you are the most qualified to answer this particular question, this issue. If you were Tua, would you retire from the game after taking that last concussion? When he got hit, he literally crumpled and fell to the ground. Now, would this be a matter of his long-term health? Would you do it? I mean, I'm sure as you, as a Hall of Fame kick returner and running back, took a lot of hits, probably a lot of concussions. In your opinion, sir, what, should he retire? Thank you, buddy.
I'm going to say this. I think he has to think about it, but I think the ultimate thing is it's going to be his decision. I went to sleep on the football field. I was hit and against Tampa, Curtis Buckley, and people were – but, like, as soon as I got up, I was I felt fine, you know, and I did go back in that game. But it would be hard for me to say yes, he should, when other people have gone out there and done it and had more concussions. Yes, you have to deal with that situation later on in life, but that's your decision. You get to make that decision yourself. If he gets back to his proper mind and can make a decision that he wants to make, you got to live with whatever he decides. But it did look bad, and it wasn't that serious of a hit, and he went down like that. That's why I'm kind of a little bit more concerned than normally.
Yeah, and I think going one step further, I like what Mike McDaniel said today is, let's not talk about what is next football-wise for him. Let's just talk about his best interests. And, like, he's clearly not playing this coming week.
Yeah.
And I understand the media's role in this and trying to get answers, and you are covering a team. Like, I understand all these things. But, like, sometimes things are obvious. Like, that dude is at least out. And, hell, they played Thursday night, so they don't even have a game for another 8 days or whatever. We'll get some news next week, is my guess. Let's let him get some tests.
The thing about it, when you look at that, and I think, like you said earlier, about them trying to make a one-size-fit-all when it comes to the concussion thing, somebody else take that hit that he took yesterday may not affect him at all. You know what I mean?
At all.
And I think he could probably take that same hit again. It probably wouldn't affect him. But at that moment, it did.
I know we got callers. I want to ask you something. I got to ask you, Mitch, anything.
What up?
Gerard Mayo just said that the Patriots are splitting up first-team reps 70-30 between Jacoby and Drake. In the regular season.
Well, the ultimate thing is they want Drake to be the guy, and I think Jacoby understands that. So, yes, I'm going to start working him in a little bit.
Are you surprised in the regular season?
No, I'm not surprised. You mean during the games? Or during practice?
Practice.
I'm not surprised at all. Like, listen, man, I don't know exactly how the practices are.
Forget surprise. Do you think that's the right move? Because I don't.
Yeah, I think it's a move. You gotta get him some level of feel, because before this season is over, they're going to put Drake May in there. So they're getting him ready for it. You know, it'll be very, very unfair to him if you not let him take one snap with the starters and then just throw him in the game.
How about this? Antonio Pierce, Raiders head coach, just came out and said on the record about Tua, "I've never witnessed anything like what has happened to him three times. Take care of your family." He's telling him to retire.
Yeah. I mean, people, this is what I'll say about
it. I just think it's interesting.
This about that statement. Antonio's a former player. I'm sure Antonio has some situation where people wanted him to retire. Did he want to hear somebody telling him what to do? It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I'm surprised a former player and a current NFL head coach would give a assessment.
When you get into a different arena, have a different title, your thought process changes a little bit. When you're actually a player, you are tuned in. You're not worrying about nothing else outside of you.
C-Dub 1906 has a question for B-Mitch via Twitter. He says, two questions for B-Mitch on Family Feud. How long is the actual taping of the show?
The actual taping of the show took about 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
But we didn't go in. We got there, like, early. We didn't get on stage until maybe 2.5-3 hours later.
How long from, like, when you got there till you left was the whole experience?
Total of about 4.5.
How much of that was just sitting around?
Most of it. But they have, like, a little nice green room and all kind of libations and things in there.
Did you drink
makeup
before?
And all that. Huh? No.
I didn't think you drank.
No, they had no stuff like that.
Okay.
For the most part. But when I got back to the Mondrian.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
The other question here is Steve Harvey as funny in person as he is on TV?
Yeah, I think if you all can ever go to a taping there, the commercial breaks and the in-between segments is the absolute funniest stuff in the world. His producer, his executive producer, As much as he throws stuff out, she comes right back at him.
Oh,
dog.
Wow.
That, now, that is a funny, funny, watching that little reaction of those two dealing with each other, that is funny as hell.
All right. Yeah. I like that.
I was like, damn near busting my gut laughing at some of the stuff. They go at it, though.
All right. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything on 106.7 The Fan. Tom is in Wheaton. What up, Tommy?
Hi, good afternoon. My question is, given the relaxation of the who can, what positions can wear what numbers in the league, would you have picked a different uniform number?
Yep, number one. That's the number I wore in high school and college as a quarterback, and the number I wanted to wear here, and they were like, oh, no, you got to be a kicker or whatever. I'm like, but you list me as a third quarterback, so I should have been able to wear it. But I never wore it, so 30 was the one I got and tried to make that a special number.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Good question.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
I just thought of a question I'd like to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jeff here? All right, Jeff's here.
Jeff right there.
Headphones locked in. Landfill here. Everybody's here. Okay. We've had a few little tiffs in our years on the radio. We kind of just had a little tiff in the last commercial break over who got to eat the Gouda's barbecue ribs. last week, this was like a real thing.
What?
Where we believe Chris Russell stole Jeff Walker's seafood salad.
Yeah.
Now, the Junkies had a food drop, and Jeff put away the seafood salad in the refrigerator to take home to his mom. Now, Rooster claims there was no name on it. It was a communal food
drop.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
It was a communal food drop, so I just took some. I think the weirdest part is that he put pepper on a communal food drop, but whatever. I don't know that I have heard from you on if you think Jeff is right to be pissed that Rooster took his food, or that Rooster is right that Jeff should have labeled the food and it was communal.
Jeff is 100% right, because Jeff took the food from right here on the thing where the Junkies told him he could have some, and he walked all the way to the refrigerator and put it in there in a separate container.
Was it a separate container?
Yeah, it was separate.
I thought it was the container it was served in.
No.
It was served
in a big silver
pan. In a big silver pan.
Oh, wait.
So hold on. Rooster.
What was the container you found?
The container, all right.
Served in one of those big silver catering pans.
I had it in like a, it was a container that had the company name on it, but it was more so like for some sauce.
But like you rinsed that out and then filled it up.
Yeah.
Oh, so wow. Let me break it down. I never realized that.
So Rooster's argument is, it didn't have Jeff's name on it. It damn sure didn't have Rooster's name on it either, did it? So if that thing has gone from here all the way over there, you don't eat it. But I'm going to come back and blame you again, Jeff, on something now. I tell all of you and JP all the time, JP like to put stuff in there with no covering on it. You put something in that refrigerator, it's going to go. I've worked at a lot of radio stations, a lot of TV stations. Everybody takes food. So be careful with it.
When I put stuff in
there. I bring my little lunchbox in here. If they unzip my lunchbox and take something, we're going to have to find an HR around here, because I'm putting hands on them then.
When I put stuff in there, I put it in with the understanding that people are going to take it, because I just take other people's stuff too.
Oh,
if you got a bag of Kit Kats in there, we're sharing. That is communal.
See. Now, CK, that's JP. I don't touch everybody's stuff.
So I was unaware. I thought Jeff just took the leftover seafood salad.
No, that's not what he did.
The fact that you transferred containers, Rooster is a straight-up thief. And it's absurd.
That he's trying to argue it.
That is absurd.
and that's the thing. I wasn't mad till he started trying to justify.
I heard
with
you
the
were pretty mad pretty quick. Yeah, the word on the street is Jeff was mad.
He was
teed off.
Who took it? But my thing is, it would have been funny if you wasn't really trying to justify why you did it, like, and you were serious. I'm like, Rooster, my 4-year-old nephew knows if he didn't put it in the refrigerator, don't go and take it.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear from the only one amongst us, I believe, that has a PhD, widely considered the chief BSologist of the program.
BSologist, that's a new way.
Professor Landini, who's wrong?
No one has ever been wronger than Chris Russell at this time. Like, he's not even close to being correct. He just, whatever happened to don't touch things that aren't yours. And Jeff did put the thing in the refrigerator, and yeah, like, stuff disappears from those refrigerators all the time, but he put it in there for like an hour and a half. And Russell like stole it within minutes of it going in. Like, it was astonishing how quick it happened.
And what was worse was the food was still right here on the table.
Yes!
Because Linnell had came in and got some.
Yeah, yeah. He was wrong.
And he's like, well, I thought it was for everybody, so I put pepper on it. Like, if it is for everyone,
you shouldn't put pepper
get
on
your
all
portion
get
your, yeah. on your plate and then spice it up how you prefer. Oh,
that damn God. Rooster boy.
Charlie is in College Park. Charles.
What up, Charlie?
Ask Brian anything you want.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You know what? Before I start, you guys have the makings of a hell of a reality show over there.
Hey, hey. Hey, a lot of stuff we don't want on air.
Yeah,
it has to be on HBO.
For you bringing people, bring in a container from home with your name on it and solve this thing. Oh, my God. Chris Russell, man, you got to do some time for that. now, Brian, I hope these are all yes or no answer questions. Do you think offensive coordinator for Washington, Cliff. Do you think his game plan for the Tampa game was right?
I think the game was right. I think Tampa dictated what happened in that game plan.
That was one of my points. Sometimes the defense dictates. You take what defense gives you, but also there's the philosophy of, no, you have to go out with the mindset of dictating to the defense.
Yeah, when they get more talent, they could probably do that.
Charlie, you're on a hot streak, but it's the game here is ask B. Mitch anything, not ask a question and then answer it yourself. So we're going to try this again.
I'm waiting for his answer, I hope. Do you think Terry McLaurin should get at least 10 balls per game?
I wouldn't say per game, but I'll say some games he should. Like this game, he always has a good game against the Giants, so I think go to him.
Having not seen any of the game nor able to listen to any of the game, to my regret, do you think Brian Robinson, you think the running game should have been a lot more running in the game?
I think they should get more running into it, and I think this game they probably will try to establish it.
Well, I hope so. Thanks, guys. All right.
Thanks, Charlie. Go Terps. Donnie, do you want to ask a question? You say it into the mic, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie, it's a radio.
We know you know how to cook ribs, but
you gotta talk through the mic, dog.
In this format, audio is important.
Okay. We're going to go barbecue with this.
All right.
Give me a rate 1 through 10 on the ribs you had today.
I'm going 10.
A freaking 10.
Man, how are we going to complain about ribs that were tender? They had damn great taste.
Mm.
The barbecue sauce was outstanding, and you brought them to us.
Yeah.
You got up this morning early and cooked that. Yeah. See, one thing about me, I'm not an ass, okay? I may act like it to certain people, but as a real person, I am very, very appreciative of whenever somebody do something for me. Those ribs were outstanding, man.
Remember Scotty brought in the Popeyes and P-Mitch complained that it wasn't spicy?
First of all,
who goes
to Popeyes and buy chicken knowing somebody's from Louisiana and bring all damn. When I saw the chicken, I look at it, I say, that chicken looks like it's too light. They have no spicy. So I was happy he bought the chicken, but still, dude, you got a Louisiana dude here. Bring some damn spicy.
What time do you have to wake up to cook the ribs like that? What is that process? You know, I've never made ribs. I don't think I have the patience for the rib making process.
No, actually, it's fast, man. Those were like I told you, the KCBS style. That was a competition style rib. It's hot and fast. I cook it on the Gateway drum smoker, about 3.5 hours. And then
that's fast.
Yeah, they've been resting in that hot box for 3.5 hours.
Have you seen my ability to sit still 3.5 hours? I got no chance.
The thing about it is, you don't have to sit there and watch them. Jay, put them on the smoker, put it on the right temperature, and go.
I don't have a smoker.
Have a few cold ones while you're watching them cook.
Your little grill that you bought, you cook your steaks. You can cook ribs on that.
We'll probably never find out.
you got to try Josh and Mike too. And we're at Josh and Mike
with the chicken.
Man, that chicken, let me tell you. And he's the reason he got that first place chicken down in Virginia.
Is that the beer can chicken? I've never had that.
No.
Beer can chicken. It's real smoked chicken.
He's taking these thighs. He's trimming them up. He's making little meat pillows out of them. They look like.
You know what? I did my last weekend I cooked. Yeah. I did the exact same thing. I was like, how did he do this like this?
Did you get the bite through on the skin now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Look, I went to Wegmans. And they had them kind of cut like that.
Wegmans got good meat.
And all you have to do is trim it a little bit, and then boom. And I cooked them just like that on that Traeger, but they came out outstanding.
Or you can't go wrong with a Traeger. You can't.
I've heard the term meat pillows before, but never in reference to chicken served on a grill.
Oh, man.
What do you know? Landfill wants us to take a quick break. We're going
to
go around the NFL and see if we can find any winners. Nobody go anywhere.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
One more time, we're gonna celebrate.
B. Mitchell Finley, all of our football coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Check out the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Yeah, food is.
If you're keeping track at home, I've had two pieces of cheesecake. One member of the Grant and Danny show in the afternoon has had three. I'll let you guess. Now.
Why are you always telling on people, dog?
I didn't tell on anyone.
We're going to start calling you the snitch.
I didn't tell on anyone.
Well, you told on, is one of the two?
Not the whole program. That's four people. Plus updates.
Yeah, okay.
Here's what I want to do. It might not be who you think, Brian. I want to go around the NFL real quick.
Well, I know who it is. I saw him.
I think, does anyone think the Raiders have a shot of knocking off the Ravens in Baltimore on Sunday?
No, we don't think so.
Raiders looked terrible.
We don't think so, but there's any given Sunday. I don't think they have a chance.
I don't think they have a chance. And I am always somebody that's like, take the points. I hate laying big points. That's the biggest spread in the NFL. I'm not sure I would touch it. I mean, maybe if the Raiders can really kind of slow that game down and they could keep it to six. Now, the most heavily bet game in the NFL this weekend The L.A. Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, going to Charlotte to take on the Panthers, who looked easily putrid. Like the worst team in football last
year. So what is the point spread?
Chargers minus 5.5.
I take Chargers.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate laying points on the road, but it would be very, very difficult to find a scenario where you would believe in the Panthers. After last week.
I mean,
Bryce Young, his numbers last week. I think the Panthers have a real situation. Clearly that owner's a maniac and they've got a lot of trouble down there. Do you think we're getting to a point of no return for Bryce Young, B? He was 13-30 for a 160 with two picks.
I mean, listen, man. I can understand what happened when he was in college and how things were, but I questioned stuff then because I just felt you got the best offensive line in football.
During the pre-draft process.
I questioned stuff.
He's small. For all the Jaden is small. Bro,
listen, when he walked into that VIP party when I was at the Super Bowl,
yeah,
and I was like, because they were like all of these rookies and young players coming in. I'm like, who is this little kid there? And they say, Bryce, I'm like, he's that small? And they can say what they want about 5'10". He's not taller than me. And I'm 5'10 and a half. Okay? And he's not tall. He's like not even at the 5'10".
He definitely doesn't have like the barrel and chest and arms.
And he he doesn't have the size. Like, but, you know, he threw the ball so effectively in college. But, bro, when no one gets close, it's like Mark Rippon in 1991. 9 sacks. You should have a good year.
Right.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know. I hope he could go out there and get things turned around and start looking like he did in Alabama, but hasn't looked the part yet.
No, not even close. Let's go to Texas. Dallas Cowboys went to Cleveland in their opener, looked really good.
Spanked them.
Shut the Browns down.
Yeah.
New Orleans Saints hosted the Panthers in their opener, throttled.
Why did Donnie stand up when you just talked about the Dallas Cowboys?
I don't know. Weird guy. Which result was more real? That Dallas looked excellent or that New Orleans looked excellent?
I'm going to have to go with Dallas because Dallas is great in the regular season. They have great talent. New Orleans don't normally have that. What I saw with New Orleans, I'm like,
certainly
okay.
The post-Drew Brees era.
That could be something like just, oh, Lord, he got a knee right in the head. Kincaid.
Yeah, last night.
Yeah. But
what do you think that line is or have you looked?
New Orleans and Dallas?
Yeah.
I haven't looked. I would say they're ready to play in New Orleans.
In Dallas.
In Dallas.
Jerry World.
I think they're going to give Dallas -5.
-6.5.
Wow.
It's kind of a big line.
But come on, bro. The people in Vegas are saying, we don't believe in New Orleans just yet.
Well, you know who the people in Vegas are definitely telling you they don't believe in?
Who?
And that last week was a result of a bad opponent?
Who?
Tampa.
Wow. What are they saying about them?
Tampa's going to Detroit. So you got Bucks, Lions, Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Detroit's a different beast, though, bro.
Okay, but Tampa just throttled Washington.
But people, the voters know. I mean, the people that's doing this and making the lines, they understand where Washington is positioned at this current time.
What do you think? So the Lions are at home. Bucks are coming in. What do you think that line should be?
I should think it would be like a -3, -2.
Landini, have you looked at these lines? Do you know? Bucks Lions? All right. They're both 1-0. The Bucks throttled Washington. Detroit needed overtime and a comeback to survive the Rams. What do you think that line should be? Tampa going to Detroit?
Should be Detroit -3.
Jeff, can you hear me? Jeff, what do you got that line? Lions, Bucks.
Lions, Buck line.
Let's go Lions. Would they -3? I'm taking them.
No, what should the line be?
You think it's 3?
Yeah, it should be a close game, yeah. So about 3.
I found this fairly stunning. 7.5.
Damn.
Yo.
Damn.
The Bucs have won the NFC South 3 straight years. They won a playoff game last year.
Yeah, but guess what? Who have they played in the NFC South? What has the NFC South looked like?
Fair. I mean, for us in Washington, what does that say about Washington? I get Detroit. I just think that's a big-ass number. And honestly, my reaction being so one-sided, like all three of you who collectively watch a ton of football, Brian, mm-hmm. you played it for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like we all saw this as a significantly closer game. And to me, in my
brain, whatever it's worth, my initial reaction is, damn, that's too many points. You got to take Tampa. And then I'm like, wait a second. If they're getting them up over a key number the Greenberg's always talking about to get you seven and a half,
yeah,
not just seven, but you get the hook, lay it, because Detroit's about to beat them by 30.
I think the thing about it, though, Detroit's running game with their passing game on top of it, and you saw spots in the Tampa's defense that we probably could have hit.
Sure.
And then offensively, I don't care what no one says, Baker's not that damn good. I mean, he played great that day. Got to give him his credit. But he is not that good.
He looked pretty good last week.
Well, I mean,
300 with four tutties.
All right, I'll say this. If Detroit defensive line get to him like Washington did, he's not going to have all those touchdowns. He's going to have a lot of damn sacks.
Yeah. Funky one here. Jordan Love goes down. It sounds like he's going to miss 6 weeks, 2 months, something like that. Packers quarterback.
That long?
Maybe it's a month. I don't know. I thought it was 6 weeks-ish. But I don't quote me.
Normally, this, one thing about the quarterback position, if it's a sprain and it's not that super serious, they put on a brace and they could play. Comes down to the pain threshold. And if he could put a brace on, get that thing taped up properly, after about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, if he's feeling good, he could play.
Okay. Take your word on it. I'm trying to get the latest update. If you can figure out the latest update, just sort of giving accurate information. When Jordan Love, they did not put him on the IR. So
if they're not putting him on IR, they're not expecting him to be out 4 weeks.
Yeah, but we'll see. But regardless, he ain't playing this week, okay? They're at home in Lambeau. Obviously, they opened on the road against the Eagles in Brazil. Mm-hmm. So they get to come back to Lambeau. They're allowed to wear green again. The Indianapolis Colts are coming to town. If you didn't actually watch much of that Colts game week one, it came down to the wire against Houston. Super inefficient offense, but super explosive offense for Indy. I mean, the throws that kid Richardson was making.
One throw he threw, he came straight off the ground, came back up and let it go.
Threw it for 70 yards.
Yeah, in the air.
He completed 9 passes for 212 yards. That's pretty remarkable.
I mean, incomplete.
He was 9 of 19.
Okay.
The Colts are a 3-point favorite in Lambeau in this thing.
That's because of Jordan Love.
Totally. I just find it kind of a weird line.
I just think Jordan Love is out. So the Colts come in and they are looking at what the mindset of the Packers is going to be.
What do you think the mindset will be?
Who's the quarterback?
Malik Willis, Liberty Flames.
Ooh. If I think they're going to think that they can win with them, and Malik is a guy that dual threat. I think if Malik has some success early, they're going to get way behind him, and they probably going to end up winning the game. But if he's struggling early, then Richardson, like most quarterbacks do, going to say, I'm going to show I'm the better quarterback here today.
They're going
to compete against the quarterback.
One more I wanted to ask you about. Niners going to Minnesota. Niners looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Minnesota beat a really bad Giants team.
Yeah.
Darnold was pretty good. Darnold was in
San Francisco at one point, wasn't he?
Last year.
They're going to attack the hell out of him. He won't look the same this week.
Do you think the Vikings can keep that close?
Not really.
Really?
No.
I am fascinated by that game a little bit.
Bro, this is the thing about the 49ers right now. Whether Christian plays or not, that other kid, we talk about Pacheco running violently. That kid runs violent, Mason.
Yeah.
So what if Christian is playing and you can keep him fresh by spelling this kid? You got full speed locomotives coming at you the whole damn game. That's going to be tough.
Different version of Burrow this week going to Arrowhead?
Hope the hell so, because if it's not, they about to get embarrassed.
Chiefs are hitting the ground running.
Yep. Sandy Reid, brother. Some kind of way his team comes out on fire.
When we come back, Jeff Song, and we got to settle our bets up for the week. Nobody go anywhere.
I've been on my own for long enough.
Tell me how to know. Maybe.
Who you looking at singing that song? Jeff, you better look at Landfill. looking at me, I might shoot you right between your forehead.
I didn't do enough.
You almost know the words.
I know.
I didn't know, baby. But look at JP Landfield singing that damn song. Look at me.
I love this song. I don't know what he's saying.
When you go on, I say, ooh, I'm blinded by the light.
It's a good thing you can rap, Jeff.
No, I can't say until I...
You tell me time-wise what makes more sense, bets or the song?
We got to talk about the touchdowns.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, let's not worry about Hurdy here first. Let's worry about the touchdowns.
Yeah, because Hurdy first was off. Yeah.
Who won? That means I won. Y'all are just some haters.
You didn't win, dog.
Texas State cover?
Nope.
I bet on the football game nobody watched last night. Although I
not
put
even
it on,
you.
I put it on at the end because the Bills game was so
you
boring.
You didn't even watch the damn game.
So Landfield won the week? No. Let's at least congratulate who won the week, nothing. Jeff.
Donnie won the week. Hell.
Donnie, you know what? Donnie brought the ribs. Donnie's the week's winner.
Yeah, Donnie's the winner. There we go. Donnie won the damn week.
Congratulations, Donnie.
Hey, I'm taking, what's it called? King Henry. Scoring a touchdown anytime.
All right. B. Mitch is in for Derrick Henry.
Honoré.
Can we get a Jaden Daniels touchdown?
Like, is that your pick?
Yep.
Yeah, but Jeff, that was not a good pick today. Everybody told him don't run anymore this week, so they're going to try to call the game different.
All right, well, give me B-Rob again.
Yeah, no, we can't. We already used him.
Oh, we can't use the same guy week to week.
If you won the points, you can. We had four, didn't we?
I go?
I thought they said if you win the most, you could go the next week.
We get three picks, but we can't use the players we used last week.
I thought we had four picks last week.
But we lost one.
No, it was voided, I thought. Because I had McCaffrey, and then he didn't play. It's not a loss. It's a void. So
I got Henry.
Are the Junks playing by those rules, or is this Grant's game?
This is Grant's game.
Okay, we're like in the middle of two games. We're in the middle of two shows.
We're in the middle of one game.
We're a rose between two thorns.
What's the guy who, what's his name? Hi, who filled in for McCaffrey?
Mason.
James Earl Jones.
Mason. Last name is Mason. Isn't that Mason, right?
Yes, Jordan Mason.
Let's go with a Mason touchdown.
Jordan Mason, yeah.
But McCaffrey might be playing.
But they're going to put him in the game some.
Yeah.
Because they're going to protect McCaffrey until the playoffs.
Did anybody take Saquon last week? I will take Saquon.
Fresh that.
I will take Saquon Barkley. That's my pick. Is anyone keeping track of this?
Landfield, I think.
So give me an Austin Ekeler touchdown.
You've been all over the place, Jeff.
Yeah, that's my final one right there. Austin Ekeler.
All right.
Final answer.
To recap, B. Mitch has Derrick Henry. I have Saquon Barkley. Jeff is handing Landfill a piece of paper and taking Austin Ekeler. And Landini, did we get your pick, sir?
I'm taking Mason.
Okay. All right. I will text Grant. So we got Mason, Ekeler, Barkley, Henry.
You texting?
Yeah.
Landfill texting. I thought Landfill was doing it.
Either way, whoever texts him.
I'd rather Landfill do it because JP will forget.
I texted him last week. For the record.
Whatever. I'm going to Landfill.
Couple picks have come in. Landfill's taking the Jags -3 this weekend. B is taking the Niners -5. Ahmed's taking the Chargers -5. It's a lot of road favorites getting taken. Jeff, you have a lean? Tell me it's the Commanders, buddy.
I don't know if I want to take the Commanders this week.
Don't put that bad luck on the team.
I put the luck on the Dolphins last night, so I don't want to put that on the Commanders this weekend.
What you put on the Dolphins last night was not luck.
That wasn't luck.
No, I'm talking about the bad luck.
That was some. I'll tell you off air, but that was.
Official Commanders prediction.
Commanders by 2.
Washington wins 26-18. Something funky. Some weird score.
I'm going 21-19.
21-19. That would cover. It's a point and a half. Landini, you got an official?
I got 17-10 Giants.
Ugh.
Andrew's a hater. 100% hater.
These haters can't stand us. Jeffrey.
Every time I say left hand up, he put his right hand up.
Jeffrey's about to take the Giants based on that. Either you're drunk and trying to be cute or something, or Jeff is very worried about having to pick the Giants.
No, I'm really taking the Commanders to win money line this week for the weekend parlay. Let's get it. That juju of the Giants coming in and beating us is not happening.
Oh boy,
it's not happening.
He looks so so confident in saying it, but it don't even sound right.
I'm confident, and I'm saying this with my chest.
All right, mic drop then. Let's let Jeff Song take us into the weekend. We don't have time for that. All right, well, Jeff is confident. I hope you're right, dude. I hope you're right.
Party at Northwest.
Does Jeff have tickets to the game this weekend?
He may. I may have something for him.
We'll see.
So
you don't know, or you still need me to look out for you?
Yeah.
So is this the way I
Who
always
hanging with you?
What happened to I always myself. Pay for my tickets?
See, look,
you going by yourself?
Now listen, this is the thing.
Well, I got you then.
When I was like, I always pay for my tickets, but when B said I could probably get you, I was like, all right, scratch that. I'm saving my money.
Actually, he called me and asked me
and asked you. Yeah, yeah. Leville, does that sound like I always pay for my tickets?
Hey, it does not.
2 out of the last 3 years, I'm 66%.
I don't even know what that means.
I mean 2 out of the last 3 years.
I paid for my own ticket.
Leville, if you had to guess somebody that asked me and B. Mitch to get him a pair of tickets for this weekend, who would you think it is?
That would be Jeff Walker.
No, it wasn't me this time.
Jeff only wants one.
They work, you know.
Somebody else in the building.
Probably as goofy as Jeff.
Ryan.
Perhaps goofier.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell
my boy.
I'm going to tell the full story here. Stallion texted me, and it was just like this. It was like, hey, buddy, any chance you can get two silly tickets for me for
two
this sillies, weekend?
Two sillies, he said.
And I said, no, but you should ask B. Mitch.
And then he hit me and said, yo, man, I was wondering, because JP told him to call me.
I mean, it's not sold out.
It is now.
Oh, it is now.
I think it sold out last night.
Okay.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you very much to Governor Wes Moore, PFT commenter, and Tiki Barber. Thank you to everybody that called in. Thank you to Donnie. The ribs were phenomenal. Thank you to Stevie. The idea of having our week home opener tailgate was phenomenal. Chris Russell, stop stealing my guy's stuff.
And then try to blame somebody else.
Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far.
JP,
Jeff owes you some seafood salad.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.